Hi, it's Paul Camilos. Welcome to Series 6 of Shooting the Breeze. Join me and my co-host Jacinta Govind alongside the STB crew as we cover women's hoops and women in hoops. We'll share conversations and get a little deeper with inspiring players, amazing coaches, and the legends from behind the scenes. Especially in this series, we'll be talking to dream chasers that give it their all and lead with their heart. In an STB pod first, some of our crew took a roaming mic around Qdos Bank Arena on Sunday the 18th of February for the WNBL showdown between home team the Sydney Flames and the Southside Flyers. Now the audio is a bit of a mixed bag, but you'll get a feel for the energy and genuine excitement that the fans and hoops community had reflecting on what was considered to be one of the best WNBL regular season games. It was a historic Sydney game with the largest standalone crowd in the club's history of 6,834. The STB crew got to interview some people behind the scenes, including folks affiliated with the teams, and for the first time, a broad cross-section of hoops fans shared their thoughts in real time before, during, and after the game. This game also marked an extra special thank you tribute to Australian basketball icon Lauren Jackson alongside fellow Opal and Sydney Flames big Kayla George in her 350th WNBL game.
All right, so can you tell us your name and where you're from?
Natanya, and I'm from like Belmont Hill, Sydney.
Natanya is my sister. I'm Natalia, and I'm from Belmont Hills too.
Amazing. So are you guys Flames fans?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're just going to whatever game.
And do either of you play basketball?
No, but I'll probably start playing this year for winter.
Yeah, I play netball.
And do you have any favorite basketball players or athletes that you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, this is my first time actually watching a basketball game.
No way! That's so cool. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys. Hey, can you give us what's your name?
Grayson.
All right, Grayson. Awesome. It was great to see you here today. Are you excited?
Yeah.
And so are you a basketball fan?
Yeah.
And do you watch the Flames?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite player?
No.
No? But then what are you most looking forward to about today?
Winning.
You think the Flames are going to win? How many do you think they're going to win by?
10.
10? All right, so Carly, how are we feeling today? It's a huge game.
Yeah, it's a massive game for us. It's massive to be playing here as well. So it's pretty exciting. But yeah, massive game for us at this point of the season to where we're going to finish on the ladder. So we've done the work on what we need to do compared to our last game. We played them last time. So now I'm very excited to get out there.
Yeah.
And so you've been playing with LJ. And so this is going to be a big game for her too. It's potentially her last game here in Sydney. You know, just can you speak about what it's been like to be her teammate and, you know, what she's brought, you know, to the team, but also just women's basketball from your perspective?
Yeah, she's massive for women's basketball. She is women's basketball. Everyone knows her. So, no, it's pretty cool to say you played, you know, against her yet on her actual team. So it's pretty special. She's amazing to have around, so much knowledge. She's helped me grow as a player and stuff, to play against her every day training. So it's pretty special. Massive game for her, but massive game for everyone.
And so you said she's helped you grow. Can you think of some of the ways that she's helped you improve?
Yeah, I think definitely my inside game. I'm known as a three-point shooter, but I think, you know, she's just helped me get inside and, you know, teach me a few moves here and there. And then just playing against her at training as well to give me the confidence to go to work inside.
Very awesome. And how are you feeling towards the end of the season?
Yeah, excited. Excited to see where we finish and then hopefully finals. So, yeah, very excited.
Awesome. And do you have any words for Flyers fans?
Flyers fans. Oh, we love you guys. I hope you're watching us on the TV.
Absolutely.
All right. So what are your other names?
Patrick.
Natalie.
Awesome. And so are you guys excited for today?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I love the shirts, looking amazing. And so who do you guys have favorite players on the team?
Lara McSpadden.
Kayla George and Dee Dee.
All amazing players. And so is there something about them that stands out that makes them your favorite?
I guess like how good she is at defensive.
Yeah, Lara is definitely the defensive queen.
They're always funny.
They have the off-the-court personalities too, absolutely. And then what are you guys most excited for today?
Hopefully a win.
Yes, I am.
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Tell me your name.
I'm Ange, and this is Maya, my daughter.
Hello.
Hello. So we're both here today.
Huge game.
Looking forward to.
We're looking forward to Lauren Jackson's last professional game. As we all know, she is a beloved player of Australia, not only Australia, but all over the world. We are so proud of her. She served our country very well, represented our country very well, and hopefully she still plays in the upcoming Olympics. Hopefully. But yes, we're excited to watch her. Aside from her, we want to watch Kayla George, who's also our favorite. She played in Las Vegas the last season, and they were champions, so it's good that she's back.
So yeah, so Kayla's 150th WNBL game today, which lines up pretty nicely. Last home game, Lauren Jackson's potential send-off. I mean, there's so much going on. And like I said, Kayla is back from Vegas. So we've been following her for a long time.
Yes, we are, actually. We like her because she's feisty. And you know, she's a fun-loving woman. Very fun-loving, and we love her when she's on the court.
I think we all do. It's hard not to. So these two teams is a crucial game for both of them. What is from today's game?
Well, it's going to be close. It's going to be emotional because it's supposedly Lauren's last professional game. And we are hoping for the best. I hope the Flames win tonight.
See, your first Flames game? Have you been before?
This is our first. We've seen it on TV. We usually watch the Kings game. But, you know, my daughter, I want her to expose to, because she enjoyed when we watched Kings, Sydney Kings. And I want her to be exposed in women's basketball.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it's only a very tight game with 1 point differential. How are you finding it so far?
It was pretty awesome. It's close. I think we might be a chance for OT. But it's pretty tight. So see what happens.
What do you think is the key for both teams if they want to get across the finish line?
Les Nicholson's been killing it for Sydney, so she can keep it up. And Taylor's just been dropping some great shots, so... if those big hitters for Sydney can keep it up, then they might get across the line. And DD's been in form. She drops into one. So hopefully Sydney can just get across the line, but you never know. It's very close. So who knows? Lauren might come on and have a fairy tale game-winning shot or something. You wouldn't put it past her.
And so this is Kayla George's 350th game. So you're saying history. They also almost just come back from Brazil. They qualified. What does it mean from your perspective for women's basketball to have this in front of people?
It's massive. Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. I got the notification from Hoops Capital saying there was 9,000 tickets sold today. So I'm not sure if everyone showed up, but it's great to see. Good atmosphere. And having two legends like Caleb hitting the 350 mark. Possibly AJ's last professional game in Sydney. You never know with her. But it's great. And then I was just sitting down there in front of some young boys, and they were talking about the game and cheering on the players, knew everybody's name, just stuff that just really highlighted to me how much the women's game has grown in this country and in general. It's absolutely awesome to see everyone here getting around it.
So you're on the camera most of the time, but is there a WNBL game this season so far that has stuck out, and why?
This is pretty awesome in terms of crowd, but I would say it was also really great to come to the Pink Hoops round. Obviously, double header, so pretty good crowd for both Kings and Flames, but that was a special round, obviously, for a few people with Tiana. And Jordy and people are just around the organization. But I'd say probably going to go with the Pink Hoops round here at Kudos because that was a pretty special day.
And lastly, do you have a favorite WNBL player?
Oh, man, it's hard. I mean, I grew up watching Lauren predominantly. I'm 30, so she was kind of always killing it when I was growing up. But I love Kayla, love Loz Nicholson. I know she's not in WNBL at the moment, but Alana Smith is great. Who else? There's a lot. Oh, Rebecca Cole, of course. Beck Allen, for sure. But, yeah, no, we've got some great ballers. And it's good to see them over in the qualifiers too.
I've only ever been interviewed by my basketball friend and this kid. He actually interviewed me in the middle of the game.
Yes.
I'm intrigued to hear more about that.
Yeah. Well, they're basketball players too. Yeah. So.
We play in a team with each other.
Okay.
So what team do you play in? We play in Hills Hornets.
Yep. Rep. Under 12s.
Rep Div C.
Awesome.
And so is basketball your favorite sport?
Yes.
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 So I'm loving the signs and I'm loving the jerseys. So I'm trying to make out who's the signature on you.
Lauren Jackson.
That was Lauren's. So yeah.
And I
also got like all the flames. Future Gisela's signature. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So.
Amazing.
It's 23. She's going to be a future player. So you have it. She also has it on the inside.
Oh, look at you.
And I got my, I had a size one ball and I got it signatured by like a Kings person or something. I don't know.
That's cool. So you guys have been to Kings and Flames games before?
So she's been since she was born. So. Right into it.
Yeah.
And so question is somebody who's been part of that. Is that intentional to bring
100%? Yeah. So my husband and I met playing basketball. So I'm from the States.
I'm from the US as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Nice. So yeah, I'm from Connecticut. So UConn Huskies. So but and then my husband and I met at Uni Games playing basketball. So and so we're definitely looking to build up kids are all playing basketball as well. So
do you have favorite players?
Yeah. I like Lauren Jackson, Laura Nicholson, and
most Lauren's there.
Yeah. And Kayla George. Yeah.
I was gonna say those three are her favorites.
Well, three massive games from each of them. I mean, it was unfortunate result, but they were, I mean, Laws, and she's really coming to her own this season, and Kayla too. So and then what did it mean
for you to see your idols today?
I've seen them quite a few times. That's my first time I've been on the court side seats, and I saw like Gonzali up there. And
we've never been a VIP before, and it was our first
special moment, wasn't it?
Very special moment.
How did you feel?
Yes, I was very excited. I didn't even know we were sitting in VIP, and so she said, oh, and just saying we're sitting in VIP.
And so does this make you want to pursue basketball further?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that trying to get the youth out to the basketball games is very important. But more importantly, we were taking our kids a lot to the Sydney Kings game. And I said, we really need to get them to the Flames games because girls need to be at girls basketball to see their idols. So, and I think the Flames are a great representation of that. So
here at least two dogs too.
Yes.
I got the key center.
Yes. Well, and we actually got to meet a few of the girls that were Opals players. So Kayla George actually came to the Hills Hornet Stadium. So Ella actually got to meet her there.
I got my shoe signed.
And she got her shoe signed. So, you know, more of that would be great. The Hills Hornets would love to see them come out and come and meet the girls because got a lot of strong girls coming through. So as you can see, I'm a girl. I can do anything Hills Hornets. So we're right into it. So.
And you find them relatable.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
And then you might have to say your name. I'm Laura DuCellis. I'm Ella DuCellis. I'm
Zalikani. Beautiful names.
Well, thank you all so
much. All right, so I'm loving the enthusiasm. So, what are your names?
I'm Nicola.
I'm Sabrina.
Sophia Nicola, beautiful names.
Yeah.
So, are you guys basketball players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who are you with? North.
Yeah.
So, here today, big crowd of kudos with all the meaning. What it mean for you guys to be here?
It was really good to be part of it. It was a really good experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you guys Flames fans?
Yeah, of course.
And do you have a favorite player?
Yeah.
Daddy.
We love you, Daddy.
Big fans.
Yeah, you follow her in WNBA and all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when she was with Sydney, I'm sure you guys were super excited.
She's happy.
And so seeing world role models. Yeah. It's
gonna
be amazing.
It's a good experience.
So does this make you guys want to play pro and just take it farther?
Yeah,
really inspiring.
Yeah, really inspiring.
So then what position do you play?
I play point guard. I play forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how, asking about your guys' confidence, just do you guys find that you're more confident as you guys get older?
Yeah.
And more?
Yeah.
Yeah. People like her.
Getting lots of tips when I watch.
Huh?
Yeah. My mum yells at me a lot when they're playing, and then when she doesn't move, she just like says, watch that and do that. Getting lots of tips. Yeah.
So I see you saw LJ here too.
Yeah.
And so were you guys familiar? Like, do you guys watch a lot of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys see the
Opus? Yeah. Really well.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right, so you can get your names, please.
Alexander. Lewis too.
Amazing. So what did you guys think of the game today?
It was bloody amazing. Coach Bradley hit a buzzer beater three, I think, and some other girl did like a tough N1. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. It was a pretty good game. The girls played well. Congrats to the girls.
Love that.
Yeah, that game was super intense, like one after one after one. It was crazy.
If you looked at it and it came down to the wire, some people were telling like, give me that OT, not quite, but you know, you talked about Paige Bradley, Shanice Slane. There were some incredible performances to be able to come in and be able to see that.
It was so good, and also it was really cool to see Lauren Jackson's, I think, last game before retirement. So it was really cool. It was a very good game.
Yeah. Is that play basketball?
No, I play rugby.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it. It's like my second favorite sport.
Yeah, I play basketball too, Division 1 in my comp, but like, I'm not that good.
Not
in basketball. I'm the best one at basketball here.
So who do you play for?
I play for Sydney Comets.
Oh?
Yeah.
Should
you I don't know.
That's okay.
I don't. I think I play a lot, but
big forwards, big forwards.
Small forwards, small forward guys.
So what made you start playing?
I mean, I kind of started playing because my favorite player, Paige Beckers, she was bloody hooping,
okay.
And yeah, she's good. And
she's coming back to Utah too.
Yeah, she's coming from Utah. It's pretty cool. And hopefully, Caitlin Clark. You know, fingers crossed.
So that's the you got world class right in front of you.
Yeah. Some of these girls are wow. They should go to America, play some college ball, guys.
You know, some of them have.
Yeah. I know Isla, she's going to America for basketball, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you really know the top right.
Yeah. I'm a big fan, guys.
I love it. So you're gonna be following the Flames, I assume, through to the end of the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Never
my favorite player at the clock. How about I have a fat crush on her?
Rincy, besides the players, what else about the women's game do you like?
The sportsmanship, like every foul, they picked up each other, you know, like.
And you see that here too, and we saw some of that.
Yeah, it's very respectful.
I like how the game is like pretty like realistic, like. Like, let's be real, like, let's watch NBA games. It's not very, like, realistic gameplay. Yeah. And this is, like, very realistic and something that players can aspire and, like, use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same, because, and especially for someone like yourself to see somebody out there and that, you know, you find them relatable.
Yeah, it's, like, not, like, yeah. Like, the spacing is, like, more realistic to our spacing, not NBA spacing. And, yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. So you were in front of history today for Kayla George and for LJ, so amazing.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
And we're here with Victoria Denham.
Vic,
it's a big game today. We're expecting a big crowd. What's it like thinking about the size of the crowd we could get here at Kudos Bank Arena today?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, looking around with the Flames banners and Kudos, you know, sends singles down your spine. But we're excited. We know what we did last time against this team in front of the WNBL record crowd, and looking forward to doing it again in front of our home fans.
Absolutely. That game at John Cain Arena was amazing to be at. You think we're going to have the same sort of atmosphere here today?
I think it'll be better, right? Sydney's got a way better fan base than Melbourne. But I was just talking to T about it, right? She went off that game. So I'm excited to see who steps up for us this time around.
Yeah, she did. That was an amazing performance. And I also remember the way that the team just really got behind each other and brought in an amazing performance. Do you think that Southside's going to be a little bit worried?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll come to play. They always do. But you know, we've been hitting our strides and this group has really gelled. So I'm excited to see what we can do coming into finals.
And last night, we jumped to third on the ladder.
Second, right? No, third. If we win today, we'll be second, which is crazy. I mean, it just shows you every game in this league is competitive. And yeah, we've got to show up every night to get it done.
Yeah, looking at some of the maths that go with final positioning, it could be anyone in that final four.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bendigo and Perth still have a path forward as well. So we've just got to take care of business and keep getting wins.
Thank you. Okay, and we're here with Abby from Herway. Abby, it's going to be a big game. They're expecting a really big crowd. What do you think is going to happen today?
Yeah, well, I think there's definitely going to be a broken crowd today. I mean, I was at this same game last year where the record was broken between the Flyers and the Flames, but it's also super exciting for Kayla and her 350th, but I'm super excited to see what Lauren can do on the court especially.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing game. I think both of these teams are going to play really hard because Southside want to get that win back from last year, and I think the Flames want to keep that record going.
100%. I mean, records are meant to be broken, but yeah, I think there's definitely going to be a pretty big rivalry with the Flyers wanting to win this time around for sure, especially because we're getting into finals and there's so much pressure on the teams, but I think it'll be super exciting. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
I'm here with the majority owner of the Sydney Flames, Paul Smith. Paul, looks like we're going to have an amazing crowd for this, hopefully break the record that was set last year.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, look, we're excited. It's feeling good. People are flowing in now, and there's a lot of hype around it. I know Lauren Jackson, I spoke to her about an hour and a half ago, and she's very excited and really humbled by the whole event that we're putting together, and such a great statement for Sydney basketball, for women's basketball in Sydney, and the direction we're heading with the Sydney Flames.
Yeah, and last night we ended up going into third place on the ladder. Yeah. It's looking really good for the team as we head towards the sharp end of the season.
It is, you know, the pointy end. That's where it all matters. And I think if we look, I'm looking at the numbers earlier on, and if we win the last two games, I think we go to second place. So it's pretty amazing. Considering how we were bouncing around in the first part of the season, we sort of just couldn't find our rhythm, and then it's all come together and here we are.
Yeah, it sounds like what Guy was saying about getting the whole team on deck and getting everybody to gel actually paid off.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, the fact that you've Shanice, you know, her first game back against the Flyers, ironically, a couple of weeks ago before the fever break. Honestly, I didn't think she was that good. I was blown away. She, that was an incredible first game back from an extended injury break. If we can maintain that sort of rhythm with her, then boy, oh boy, I think we're getting excited.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
All right, mate. Come on, mate.
And I'm here with Christy Collier-Hill, head of the WNBL. Christy, it's going to be a big game. The crowd's already flowing in. It looks like it's going to be huge.
This is just incredibly exciting, not only to potentially break the record crowd here today, but what a game this is shaping up to be between the Flyers and the Flames will actually make a difference to where they land for finals. Can't wait. I want it to get started.
Absolutely. And on top of that, next weekend we've got the WNBL Awards, and we may as well announce it now. We're going to be doing a live pod from the Signet WNBL Orange Carpet.
Yeah, how exciting. We're so excited to have you guys there. I think it's going to be an incredible night, and the opportunity to have Shooting the Breeze there, interviewing all the amazing, incredible athletes and other people that will be there will just be so much fun.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, and we are really looking forward to this game. Looking forward to breaking Melbourne's record as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all love a bit of Sydney-Melbourne rivalry, right? I want it to be broken too, and then who's going to break it next year? Let's start the trend, hey?
Absolutely. Thanks, Christy.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, so we're here with one of the OGs, courtside Kaz Emery. Guys, what's it like? This is a great game.
This is amazing. Like, Sydney has definitely come out to play and watch women's basketball.
They sure have. It's a hell of a crowd. It's a hell of a crowd, and it's a hell of a scoreline too.
Sydney was behind in the second quarter. Are we leading?
Yeah, we're leading.
Yes. CD Richards, yes. Oh, I think they
poked
the goat. They
poked
the bear. Ryan Jackson killed it in the second quarter.
I got to tell you, this has been an amazing crowd that's come out. What do you think this means for more fans coming out for the Flames?
let's just say this is the two best teams in Sydney playing at the moment. And more awareness, more excitement means more people watching. So, playoffs, basketball, Sydney.
Thanks, guys. Okay, we're here with Chris Ponga, CEO of Hoops Capital. Chris, it's an amazing turnout.
Fantastic turnout for Sydney to come and support Kayla's 350th game. Lauren Jackson, thank you, game. It's great to have the, I don't know the exact number yet, but I think it's going to be the WNBL record.
That's all we want to hear. It's amazing seeing so many people come out to watch women's basketball and the Flames. What do you think this means going forward?
I just think it shows the growth of the league, but also the Flames. You know, we didn't have near this support last year, and it shows what a winning product. But when you've got really talented females and coaching staff that are able to do and put the product on the floor that we're seeing, it makes people come and support it. And I think it's really well said that there's a lot of people here who might not have been to a WNBL game before. And so if this is their first taste, I think they're coming back, and we've got long-time, lifetime fans.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheryl, what do you think this having a crowd like this says about the future of the WNBL?
Oh, look, you know, it's such a great product. I mean, look at the imports we have. We have WNBA imports. It's like one of the best leagues in the world. So I think the more people that come out and enjoy it, the more it'll spread. And, you know, women's sport deserves to have those sort of people come out and watch us.
Mercedes, this is the first time the Flames have played standalone at Qdos Bank Arena with a crowd like this. How does it feel to be a player in playing in a game like that?
Yeah, it feels amazing. Like I said, I could feel the energy from the crowd from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, and I'm sure we gave them a good show. It was a really close game, and it's good to just see that growth in women's basketball. So it was really awesome to see that today.
Kayla, 350, and it was a tough game, but a lot of amazing performances out there. How do you feel when you're playing in a game like this, which is so close, and particularly in front of a crowd like today's?
Yeah, I love a big crowd. It's not uncommon to – I've just played against Brazil, and Brazil, and that was wild. So, yeah, I love a big crowd, whether it's for us or against us. I don't mind either way. It's good energy in the stadium. And, yeah, look, I'm still enjoying this game 350 games later in the WNBL, and you know, I'm getting on a little bit, but what am I this year? 22 years old? Is that 22 on the playing first?
No, you're 30. I'm 31.
Oh, good. Okay. So, yeah.
Just in front of me.
Look, it was a really exciting game, and I love playing in games like that. You know, there's intensity, there's pressure, there's, you know, a little bit of panic sometimes. and that's, you know, that's the exciting part. Although it is fun to win by 32, but those are the games where you build character, especially going into a finals. I think, you know, if we're successful in making the playoffs or the finals, we're in Australia now, we're not in America, we say finals here, then I think a game like that will just, you know, help us to build resilience.
Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you get our latest pod. And we really appreciate if we could get a like and a review so we can extend the reach to more listeners. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.